Blog Talk Radio.
Better face. Looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I'm gonna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I'm gonna get to know you, make it right so you can breathe again.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
From a broken heart, life's got you down.
Life's got you down.
And the bags under your eyes have the smiles inside. It's tearing you apart. Girl, you're looking at change. I'm a man who prays, and I'm strong in faith. God must have had a plan. Placed you in my hand. Let me lead the
you're
way.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl.
Diamond in the rough.
We gon'
shine in love together.
You're a diamond in the rough.
You're a diamond in the rough.
And I'm here to make it better.
Here for you, baby.
You're a diamond in the rough.
Oh,
we gon' shine in
up, world. You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I'm the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. This is another special episode because this marks the 13th year that I have been doing this online broadcast. And it has been the utmost pleasure. I have learned and I have grown with this show. And all the things that God has downloaded into me from speaking to so many wonderful people, you know, and it's not like you have to be a celebrity in order to have wisdom or to just be able to share and be, you know, outspoken about who it is you are, what you do. Everyone has a voice, and everyone's voice should be heard. And I want to just give honor to Coco Melvin, you know, rest in peace. She's been going for since around 2015. And if it wasn't for her pushing me in the year 2010, I would have never even started this broadcast. Number one, she helped me get over some hurdles, not just about doing the show, but actually my voice. And she pushed me, she encouraged me, she, you know, as in fact, she referred me to someone else, which was a preacher. We called him Preacher 719, and he's a bishop now, Bishop Richards, who's moved down south, but for several years he supported this Diamonds in the Rough, this ministry. He actually was the first host, along with my mother, Born Talent Events. And he then connected me to someone else, and Minister Savon DeGasky up in Hartford, Channel 5, who is now an elder, and the ball just kept going and going when it concerns the audio aspect of it. And also, you know, I had a TV show for a very short time. A lot of things has transpired through Diamonds in the Rough. And for me to be sitting here to tell you, thank you. It has been 13 years. I want to give honor to God, number one, because he gave me the courage and the bravery to go forward when I was scared to death and terrified, you know, and didn't know how anything was supposed to work or was going to work out. And I had to learn it all basically on my own with a few pointers from Coco. But for the most part, it was these people that encouraged me. Jerry Green of WYBC, who gave me my first community service award, along with awarding Diamonds in the Rough and Talk to Me Radio. He had me on the show. I've been on Juan Castillo's show doing my life story back in 2017. And all of these things have worked and intertwined with each other, you know, and so I'm grateful. And I do want just to give a little background on the show in case you've never heard this show before. Well, 13 years, over 400 guests, 200 episodes, over 200 episodes, over 10,000 in listenership that is accountable, that I am able to see. Also, this show reaches the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, Dominican Republic, South Africa, and Nigeria. So hello to anyone that might be listening around the world as well. I don't think I'm going to be reading who has graced this show today, because I've been going through some changes far as with pain in your life. And so I do want to read a couple things. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit." Yes, that's one of my favorites. Ephesians 4:23 says, "And to be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And so that's, I can't get into it. If you have any questions for me, feel free to ask me. If I know it, I'll tell you. If I don't, I'll tell you that too. But I can't take too long with this. Isaiah 40:31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And so we are talking about anniversaries, the anniversary of the ministry, Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Radio, that God entrusted me with. And I'm going to read Matthew 16:18. It says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Everything somebody has tried to do to slander my name, talk bad about me, put me down, may have put Diamonds in the Rough down in the beginning stages. More than once I've encountered when someone goes up against you, you know, the trials and tribulations that people don't see. And so these things have definitely made me stronger. And I think I'm a little bit wiser than I was 13 years ago. But I'm still learning as well. Luke 6:48 says, "He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built." And we know that anytime you're starting something new, you're going to always have opposition. You're going to have naysayers. So I encourage, don't let no one talk you out of celebrating you, because they don't know the backstory of how you got to where you are. And for me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. But in any case, I do want to bring on my very first caller after I say a couple of announcements. Donations. If you find it in your heart to give to myself or Diamonds in the Rough, or you could do it by ordering arts, ordering books. You can go to my website, books page, and the art page, read the descriptions, choose them, then contact me via text, inbox, DM, or email with the choices that you've made, and I'll let you know how much everything is going to be in the different forms of payments that I allow. So in any case, that's very simple. Find out what you like. We can always work something out. If you like me to MC, teach, preach, run a class or a forum on sexual assault and domestic violence, have me as a spoken word artist. Some may not know, I'm an award-winning artist many times over. That opened up the door for a lot of things as well. If you need a comedian, if you need a actress or director or a business consultant, reach out to me. My background is very broad in some of the things that I have educated myself and went to college for. And God is the ultimate teacher, so believe me, with many of the things he's given me with Diamonds in the Rough. In any case, after a short break and have my first caller to be interviewed, I'm going to start up with a little bit of Tony Tone. It's my anniversary. That was Tony Tone, anniversary. Because this is 13 years I'm celebrating doing this particular broadcast, before it was called the podcast. So I'm going to plug in my very first caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm quite well, and how are you?
I'm doing good right now, but last night was rough. But I'm so happy to have you on, Anthony. Everyone, this is Anthony Delavan. And I asked you to come on the show. I see you so many times, you know, and first met you through Kaylee Roselle. And, I had no idea that you were a singer yourself. And And it just was like, oh, like, wow. Oh, how did you miss this one?
you don't know till you know.
Tell me a little bit about how that got started, Anthony.
Singing-wise?
Yeah, singing wise, we're gonna tackle that subject first. Yeah.
Oh, I come from a family of singers. Actually, my mom sings, my dad sings, my sister, my uncle, and I grew up in a household where music was everywhere. So it was just a natural thing for singing, and I've fallen in love with it. It was never hard.
Okay, exactly, because I saw you just recently after we were out at karaoke after I went to the Stretch Factory for Jackson's show. You were there, right?
I was, I was.
Okay.
We greeted.
Yes, yes. Huh?
I said we greeted.
Oh, yeah. I saw so many people that night.
I didn't even
remember who was who that I got the phone number from.
That was a great show, too.
I remember seeing you. At the show. But we had a good time over at the karaoke spot. So tell me, did you think this was something you wanted to go into as you grew older, or you had different dreams and goals?
Well, as I got older, I always loved to sing, of course, but I never really wanted or thought of it to be a career of any sort. Really, just a love of music.
Okay.
That's why, like, I call myself like a karaoke. I love me some karaoke because you know that the same everyone's there for a common goal, to just have a good time and enjoy music and enjoy each other. I have been presented with a few opportunities to do music with people, and I'm like, you know, I've always was a little nervous because everyone has their insecurities of some sort, and people never believe it because I'm so outgoing and so jovial. They're just shy. I'm like, I'm really shy when it comes to my voice. Hence why I like to sing other people's songs and music, because I can, you know, kind of play off of them and sound like them or what have you. But it's just my voice that I always feel kind of weird about. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten more secure.
Absolutely.
I'm more so. I have an opportunity. Someone just spoke to me yesterday. They want me to sing a track, and I said, well, why not? There's nothing wrong with at least trying and seeing what goes with it.
And see what happens. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I always looked at you as, like I was telling Jonathan, boy, you two sure know how to dress, and I'm telling you, when I seen that fur coat, honey.
Oh, my God.
Like, the lavender, I was like, yo, he got me. So I was like, I need him as a as somebody that knows how to dress me, put my stuff together. Good Lord. Yes, he be chilling.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah,
so I love the dress.
You love to dress, and I could tell. And so was that something that you was always innate, that was like you just had in you since you were, you know, growing up and was singing and different things?
Well, you know what's actually, this is a funny story. It just came to my mind when you just said that to me. Growing up, I really didn't care about clothing and things of that nature, but it reminded me of my mom. So when we were kids, my mother had three children. I'm the eldest. And we would wear, on our way to school, she would dress us, and we would be like, Ma, this does not go together. This does not match. I don't want to wear this. But there was no, you can't tell her what you're going to do. And she would be like, well, look at the, she was like, look at the stitching. The stitching, the shirt matched the stitching. So if the shirt matched the stitching in the jeans, she thought that it was all right. I said, oh, no. So what we used to do, because we had to get ready for school, and then she would get ready, and she would go, and we weren't too far to walk. And sure enough, we would change our clothes, and then we would go to school. That was so fun. She never really noticed it. She never picked up on it because she was so busy. But, man, that was the first time. But as I got older, I just loved to just wear different things and colors and just broaden it and just stretch it. The 70s is wonderful fashion. And even today, sometimes I guess it's hard for me not to buy something new.
Right. I hear you, like, for real.
Sometimes you got to dress how you feel.
Mother as well, you know, in the wearing the shades and the hats and all of that. My mother used to be chilling. Like, when I see you, somebody that could be in a magazine with no problem, you know what I'm saying? It is just awesome to see how, you know, people can put their stuff together so well. And, you know, I love it. I love it. I knew that me and you, when I first met Kaylee and you were with her, and that, I think that was around the first time that I actually met you. And she told me, you know, told me who you was, or, you know, her good friend. And, you know, and so it was just like, this boy can dance. He looking good. I'm like, you know what? I need to speak to him because I love being around people that love to have fun. I mean, hands down. You know, if you're a party pooper, stay away from me. You know, really. But you said something when we were talking. You said you are a theme king. Now, can you explain that to some of us that may not know what that is?
Absolutely. Well, I just self kind of proclaim myself to be such. Meaning, I say theme king is because I love a theme. If there is a, for instance, one of my birthday parties, I did a 70s party. And that was the theme.
Okay.
And I did, that's where the lavender mink fur came in. I had it custom made for me. So I had a color in mind.
Wow.
I thought, I'm wearing purple. And I said, let me find and I just had to find someone to make it. My whole outfit, my shirt, my bell-bottom pants, the mink coat was made. So that was like one of them. And I did a reggae party not too long ago. I even did a drag show party. Because I was like, and then I go to other people's events. And if there's a theme going on, trust and believe, I'm coming through.
Right.
I just love it because it gives you creativity, and it's wonderful to see everyone come out and to step out with a purpose, you know?
Yes.
So that's
and
what it is. So when
me,
I start to throw some more parties, I'm going to do that.
Where did this idea come from? Was it something that you saw growing up? Somebody used to do a lot of events and put parties together? Was because this is something that you want to do and you already have been doing and obviously doing it well. So was it somebody that you saw?
No, actually not necessarily. Thinking of it now, I think it's spawned from when, like, me and my cousin Deja specifically, I hope she's listening, me and my cousin Deja. And when we do birthday parties or birthday celebrations, we always go to dinners, and we'll have a color theme. And one year it was yellow. One year it was white. So when that theme started going in my head, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be great, not just a dinner party, to have a theme of a color. What about a theme for a party and just keep going? And you would see other people have events like the Gatsby's and stuff like that, and I always thought it was fun. I never thought I would actually do it until I did it. And ever since then, it's like, well,
right.
I love it. I just love it.
Yes. And putting parties together, events, is not easy. People think I'm telling you, all the personalities you got to deal with, on top of the money issues and who's the, you know, just every aspect of it. You know, when you're leading it, it's a tremendous I would say burden, but it is a burden because you want it done correctly. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yes. So when are you planning your next one, or do you know?
I don't know. Oh, I have one that I'm gonna be doing another dance hall night in July. I believe it's gonna be July 7th at Trevi Lounge in Fairfield. He was talking about it, but I'm gonna try to do something beforehand, which will be next month. I'm working on some things with some of the local businesses downtown Bridgeport.
And getting to the aspiring promoter. Now, I could definitely see you in both these positions and putting the fashion together with the singing in some kind of way. Let me know, what is it that made you want to aspire to be a promoter?
Well, the promoting aspect really was more so I was trying to correlate the event planning and themes with it, because promoting is not this hard. It can be hard, but it's not that difficult at the same time, because we have the streams of, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. But the thing is, you got to promote literally every day. And then there's some how the algorithm goes. Some people will say they don't see it. You're like, well, I sent it out. I blasted it. It's like you got to find a way. So I'll text people. I'll Facebook them. I'll Instagram them, whatever. Then you got to remind people. You got to give them enough time. It's a lot. But, you know, that's why having like a website or having like a place that I know, they'll know where I'm throwing my – I want to get a steady place I'm throwing events. So they'll be like, as soon as I say I'm going to do it, they put my fire up, and just, that's the easiest way, a known place.
Yes.
And for them to promote for you, you know, but
absolutely
doing it on your own is a little bit is a little tasking, but it's worth it at the end.
Yeah, it is, especially if you're good at it. See, I'm from the old school, and it's like, you know, all of this is self-taught. Like, I'm still so far behind when it comes to the promoting and the marketing, because it's literally a job, a piece. You're talking about multiple positions in one job, you know. So where do you see yourself going with that? Is there a particular goal?
Yes, actually there is. I really want to – I've been struggling a lot with trying to figure out what I want to do with myself, what I want to do with my life. But that question has always been asked to everyone. Everyone gets that question, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And I said to myself, I said, what, you know, I have great people skills. I love people. I love being around people. I love entertainment. Why, what can I do? And I was like, one day I was sitting, I go out all the time, all different bars and lounges and restaurants. And I said, you know what?
Right.
I want my own bar. I want my own lounge. I want a place where people can come in and just have a great time, and it's guaranteed. We're all mixed with people, all ages, all demographics. So that is actually something that I've been speaking and manifesting, and my goal is to find some way to get that to go, get the ground going, you know, because without capital, you really can't do much, but that's
sure
what
can.
I really, really want to do. And when I have my own space with my own name and my own brand, then it's endless. I can do whatever I want in my own space. I don't have to search outside, you know? So that's exactly what I want to do.
Because that part can be costly as well. I've found in doing so many events for A Star Is Born, I mean, you're talking about personalities, you got to deal with the adults, you got to deal with the kids, you got to book the artists, you got to, you know, and then what if I'm performing, you know, and then it's like, you know, and then, you know, want to give the word of God because you want to win souls to Christ, and that was the reason for starting it. So it's like, you know, you're wearing so many hats. You have to have a good team. It's like a team makes it so much more smoother, people that you can trust, especially with that money at the door. Because at the end of the day, you know, you are the one responsible for paying each and every party. So if somebody shorting you at the door, you know, and you already should know this because you've been doing events. For those people who don't know, what would you tell them would be the five key factors in trying to get an event?
Whew. I'm a name awesome. I don't know if it's five or not, but I'm going to tell you what does help with me when I first started doing. So the first time I did anything was for my birthday. I threw a masquerade-themed party for my 30th because I wanted to do something a little grand because I was turning 30. I wanted to do something fun. And when I did that, like I said, I was on social media talking about it. I made a flyer and everything. But what I did was I said, hey, I use Cash App. I use at that time, there was no Venmo and all those other things. It was like really some simple ones. So I said, Cash App. If you Cash App me in advance, you're already on the list. And it was like maybe $10. And the people that were Cash App me in advance, they were already on the list. So I knew how many people were coming. I was already prepared.
Right.
So utilize those streams. And if they're, because I rented out a space, so there was no, like, bouncer at the door. But if you do utilize a bouncer, I would say, or something of that nature, have an incentive for people who pay in advance. And then let them know there's going to be probably an extra charge at the door. That sways people to say, oh, you know what, let me just get this ticket now And you already have that revenue coming. You already have those placements, so you know how many people are coming. And if, whether they showed up or not, they paid, you know, to be quite frankly.
Right.
And absolutely. Have something that desirable, because people love a good time, but they don't want to spend so much money, you know. So have a drink special.
Yeah.
Or have some type of food that's already there. I had one event where I had a complimentary drink. As soon as you walked in that door, you had one. So that way, you know, it's inviting, it's enticing for people. So that's what you got to find a way to let people know that I want you here, not just to spend your money, but to have a good time.
Yes.
But just don't forget to bring your money.
Absolutely. Yep. I understand exactly the concept, because when I first did my very first talent show for Diamonds in the Rough, Star is Born. When I moved here, I did my first one. Vermont, Craig Kelly, when I was on the NAACP with them, you know, they encouraged me to give a Black History event. And then once I did that, I gave another event, and I started small at the library because I know there was no overhead charge. And then when I did the event again and I had to book a place and pay out of pocket, then I charged $10. It was small enough for you to say, hey, I can get a ticket for the whole family. It wasn't like, you know, it was some astronomical number. And so I get that part. And you said something important, Anthony. You said you try using the platforms that are out here, like the Cash App, blah, blah, blah. That way there's less money and cash money at the door. Got it.
Exactly. Yep. That'll help you with that middleman, where you don't have to worry about being slight at the door because it's already directly coming to you. And then you
can facilitate
those monetaries outside after that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yes, and I so agree. And it's getting closer to time for the second caller to call in. Because we're talking about celebrating the 13th year of Talk to Me, you know, radio, what have you celebrated recently, or what is coming up, you know, close in the vicinity that you're going to be celebrating other than your birthday?
Other than that, that isn't going to be in December, by the way.
yeah, that's what I mean, something that's a little more close in range that we can get to.
Right. You know, it might almost sound cliche. I don't have anything that's really coming. Oh, I'm lying. I am actually going to be flying out. Like I said, I'm on the whim. I'm like, oh, this just came to me. I'm actually going to be flying out to Atlanta next week, Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm going out to Atlanta because my dad is out there, my grandmother, my brothers, my three brothers are out there, cousins. And what we do, or we've been doing, but I've been missing some of them, but we do this thing where we call it Fifth Sunday. We only have four Fifth Sundays in the year. And I was out there in January, and now this Fifth Sunday is going to be here in April. So what we do is like a mini family reunion. It gives you an opportunity family. At least it's an opportunity for you to single out a time frame where you can see family, and or where it doesn't have to always be a home going, or doesn't always have to be a birthday. It's just a moment where we all can come together. So I'm actually very excited.
Right.
I booked my ticket in advance. And that's something to celebrate, because I love to celebrate family and I love to celebrate life. So that's exactly what I'll be doing next week.
Yes, that is so great. And please keep me posted. I don't know about the one in July, but keep me posted. And I see, you know, I would love to come to one of your events.
Oh, absolutely. I will definitely let you know.
You know, for being so cooperative and on time. I really appreciate it because it means a whole lot.
It was a pleasure, and congratulations to these 13 years. You are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. Every time I've seen you and when I've met you, and the sky's the limit for you, darling. I'm thankful that you've chose me to be one of the ones to come in for your first show of this 13th year.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too, darling.
So there you have it. That was Anthony Delavan. I'm going to go to a very short musical break and play a little bit of Lady Du Jour by Johnny Gill, throwback. And then my second caller is waiting patiently on the line. Johnny Gill, Lady Du Jour, a classic throwback. I am Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio. This is the anniversary for Talk to Me Radio, a different idea. This show is definitely something the Lord has allowed me to stay faithful to. I don't even know how. It's just beyond me. If you really knew my story. So I am grateful. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this story, this show with someone. I do want to give a few birthday shout-outs. I want to give a birthday shout-out to my mom, even though it was last month. My son, I believe, is turning 38 or 37, coming up on the 28th. And my cousin Katrina. Happy birthday to her as well. Dorcas M. Bennett, Rona Durham, Andre Whaley, Matt Jones, Frederick Whitaker, Karen Lovelace, City, my cousin City, the Genie, Rich LaLanne, Jazzy Matt, Tamir High, Dylan Robb, my cousin Tasha Smith, Brian Lord, Lau, Hassan Jones, Davey Lozano, TJ Vanderpool, Vondris Talbert, Jolanda Garner, Kelly Price, Salt and Pepper, same day as me, and Billy D. Williams, Diana Ross, Spike Lee, Herbie Hancock, Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan, the late, great Aretha Franklin, Spike Lee, if there's anybody else that I didn't call your name, I'm so sorry, but happy birthday to you as well, and God bless you. I am going to plug my next caller in. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Doc?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody, this is Tony Doc Hardy. He is the executive radio producer of WPKN. Now, I know there's so much that you've done, But being that I didn't get no bio, I don't know what to bounce off. So
I didn't send you a bio. I thought I sent you a bio with pictures, no?
You ain't sending me no bio at all.
Oh, that's terrible.
So tell
that's
us.
Terrible.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. I mean, start off, you know, when you ask us in kindergarten, what you want to be when you grow up? What did you say, Doc?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be a lawyer, but that didn't work out. So
okay.
I do radio instead.
Right. That's where your passion is.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
That's who I am. That's it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My father was a radio DJ.
Learning.
No, it's not.
You know, you might could do some legal papers for some radio hosts. Who knows?
Well, I make my living as an electrician and as a low voltage electrician. I've been doing that for 40 years. That's how I make my money. So.
Wow.
That's good to me.
I know that. Isn't that something?
Yeah. No, I went to Wright Technical High School in Stamford, Connecticut. I graduated with a diploma in electrical. And I did electrical for many years. But I've been doing radio and electrical the last six. And the radio has really filled a spot in my life that I didn't know needed to be filled. But it's filling it. And I'm having a great time
it's
with
filling
it.
Filling it. Now, you say Wright Tech. A lot of people don't know that school unless you're from Stanford. I'm from Stanford
right.
as well, as
right.
you know. And I always wanted to go to that school. Oh, my goodness. I did not want to go to West Hill or Silver High. I was so angry at my grandmother.
Yeah.
But in any case, that was a long time ago and things were
yeah.
different back then. And,
yeah.
you know, you had some people being told this is what you can be. So for you, in your eyes, what were you destined to, you know, what was the goal for you to get to, you know, let's say as a teenager first.
All right, so a lot of people don't know this, but I used to be a minister. I was a minister for 35 years. So my goal in going to Wright Tech was, I wanted to learn a trade and then join a religious order that, you know, helped people in developed countries, not only with the word, but with construction stuff too. So that's what I did. I took electrical for that purpose. And so, yeah, I joined the religious
wow.
order at age of 19. I was part of that religious order for 10 years, my first 10 years from 19 to 29. So, yeah, I left Connecticut as a teenager. And, you know, I was gone from Connecticut for 30 years before I came back.
Wow. Isn't that something? Where were you?
Well, I was in 10 years. I was in Brooklyn, New York for an organization down there. And then after I was married, we started a family in Northern Virginia, and I was a businessman down there, a minister as well, and I did that for, you know, I was in Virginia for 15 years, North Carolina for five,
okay.
and then after
unfortunately,
the marriage ended in divorce, so I ended up back here in Connecticut where I grew up. I said, if I'm going to start over, let me start over somewhere where things are familiar to me in Connecticut.
Yes.
My choice.
Absolutely. I understand that. And, you know, I'm very proud of coming from Stanford. We had a lot of advantages, but there were still the same disparities that we have in every city. But I do love Bridgeport, too, even with all the so-called said crime. Which
mm-hmm.
is true.
Well, the thing is, I lived in Brooklyn, New York for 10 years, and I moved around the Bronx in the 80s during the crack period. So I know
okay.
how to move in dangerous communities. And Bridgeport now is nothing like the Bronx was in the 80s and 90s. Not even close. So I know how to live here and be happy.
Okay. You know, in the early 1980s, I was trying to get a record deal. I was singing with Taylor Made and and was pop locking and break dancing with the Magnum Force crew.
Yeah.
That's all I knew.
I hear you.
Yeah, and traveled a lot myself. And so you have a lot under your belt. And you have a stability about you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on WPKN. What takes a great disc jockey, before we get to the producer end, takes a great disc jockey?
Well, I was fortunate to have my father, who was a disc jockey here in Connecticut in the early 70s at WNLK in Norwalk.
Okay.
So he's a pioneer. He's a pioneer of you know, black radio hosts. He's one of the first ones, and he was connected with Frankie Crocker and Kenny Webb of WBLS and others.
Okay.
So I grew up with that. So one of the things, but my father was an interesting person because he, you know, when I started showing interest in being a DJ, you know what I did for 3 years? I carried the crates. And I carried the equipment and I set it up, and then when he was done DJing an event, I broke it down, packed everything up, and put it in boxes. He wouldn't let me touch equipment for 3 years. I didn't spin a record until I was 17 years old. He finally let me touch the turntables. But I got to watch him. I got to watch him do it.
Right.
And I got not just watch him, but listen to what he did. And he had a formula that I use to this day of how you put together sets of music, no matter what the genre is. It doesn't matter if it's jazz, R&B, soul, hip-hop. There's a methodology that he went in, and I absorbed it. He didn't really teach it to me. I absorbed that methodology. And so that's
the same methodology. And you know what? That's funny you say that, because it's just like watching your mother in the kitchen cooking.
Yep.
And you don't know what she's doing, but you know if you like something or not. So you pay extra special care to watch even closer when it's a good something, you know, your favorite. And you don't know where you pick it up, but you pick it up by watching. And so I think that's very important. T.D. Jakes said he was a preacher, but they wouldn't allow him to preach for 13 years in one of his beginning churches.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can be frustrating, but you're there for a reason.
Right.
And you don't really know the reason until years go by.
That's right. So that's how he was.
So
you know,
continued. Yeah.
No, so that's how he was. I sat there and watched, and finally one time he let me, you know, he played most of the event and then he let me do a little bit. And then gradually he started to turn it over to me. And by the time I got out of high school and I was doing entire events, he would just sit in the back and watch. He was done. he said, I'm going to step out of the way and let you do it because you learned. You learned while you watched me. So I did that for, you know, till about 1990, and then when I got married and got really heavily involved in the ministry, I stopped DJing, and I didn't start doing DJing again until I came back to Connecticut and visited WNLK, ironically enough, here in Bridgeport in 2017. That's when I got interested in doing radio again.
Wow, isn't that something? And see, you know, you were destined to do that because, you know, you had someone teaching you and that preceded you, and so it struck an interest for you, and that's a great thing to have. That's a great thing to have. You know, me on the other hand, I don't even know how this happened, because this was not even on the radar. It wasn't something that I planned, that I said, let me go learn how to do this. None of that. In fact, I wasn't even allowed to go into the you know, where you guys have the studio until Connie Johnson asked me to help her as a researcher and co-produce, and she would teach me the board.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I still didn't learn the board, but I was on 88.5 given an opportunity to voice what, you know, I already had started a year prior with this show. So it's like, you know, I think that, you know, like they said, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
And it makes, it helps sharp, you know, iron sharpens iron. It helps to make your skill sharper and better and more keen. What would you say is the difference between being a disc jockey or personality than being an executive producer?
So, I mean, as a disc jockey, you're just, you know, you're more concerned about your sets and the music. As, you know, once I decided to go from Jazz on Ice, which I started with Jazz on Ice, and I was in music program with some interviews. But I wanted to do more. I was, you know, always watching guys like Don Cornelius and Ellis Hazelip. And I knew that I wanted to do more than just play records. So we always, right. from the very beginning, I always had interviews. You know, interviews was always a part of it. But the interviews became bigger and bigger and more. And it was, then it branched off from musicians. I had a politician in here, and then I had a vegan chef. And then it was like, you know, this could be a thing. So as a producer, I'm looking at who's making things happen in Bridgeport, Greater Bridgeport,
right.
Fairfield County. I want to have those
right.
people on my program. And the music almost becomes like a secondary thing. Like, yeah, you're going to get some good
yeah.
music because I'm going to give you that, but I'm also going to give you Senator Moore, who was in here 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
We interviewed Connecticut Senator
yes.
Moore, right? I interviewed filmmaker Edwin Escobar. He was in here 3 weeks ago. He's got a movie coming out. Local filmmaker
okay.
in Bridgeport. I interviewed him. So
okay.
That's kind of, I keep my ear to the ground. Who's doing stuff? I just found out about a young lady who just released an EP, and she's doing stuff. She's from Bridgeport, but she lives in East Haven. She's going to be on the program, you know, next month. Someone called me a few days ago. They wrote a book about, you know, we have this fentanyl drug issue in Connecticut. She's got a book about that. She wants to come out over here and talk about it. I'm like, sure, you know, I'm down.
Wow.
So it's kind of grown into, it's really a community-focused program that also
right.
plays music, you know, and that's kind of, as
right.
a producer, I'm looking at that. How can I impact the community? What can I do
yeah.
to impact the community? And then use music as a way to teach. And that's kind of my approach.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt about that. I've been on so many radio shows, I just stopped writing it down because I don't remember it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All the
yeah.
interviews anyway. I
yeah.
know they're on video, a lot of them, because, you know, I ran in that circle, you know. Gloria
right.
Cummings, Jerry Green. Juan before he left, you know, Preacher, you know, and different people, you know, around the way that showed me the visual aspects, you know, hence the TV show that I didn't get to keep because I didn't have enough volunteers. It was just through the roof. Diamonds in the Rough was on such a fast pace, and I couldn't keep up with what was going on, and I was the one that was creating it. You know how you
wow.
create a child, you know, that's
yeah.
a monster,
yeah.
they're eating too much candy, and you know.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't got enough hands and arms to do this. And you start asking this one and that one, and everybody is not equipped to handle certain things. I'm like, what's wrong with them? Why can't they handle it? I'm doing X, Y, and Z. Well, because they didn't make, God didn't make that person an octopus like you. And I'm sure that's what you get because I was just on Carolyn's show there last summer.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you, the Jamaican guy with the long, long, long lock. He knows me from coming back on the Big T show back in 2003.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, just,
oh, yeah.
It, yeah, I mean, it, you know, something can go so fast and God is trying to do something in you. And while people are trying to tear that down, because, see, unlike you, I didn't have a guideline. There was
right.
not even one step paved, though. I had trial and error everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad was, like I said, he was a pretty, you know, two things he taught me. Number one, preparation gives you confidence.
Yes.
And that's number one.
Yes.
And then number two is, you know, he always said, just make sure that you stay true to yourself. Be yourself. He listened to my first few radio shows. He's like, you're doing good. He says, but, you know, when are you gonna be you? Like, when am I going to hear you? You sound like me. You sound like me. I don't want you to sound like me.
Wow.
I want you to sound like you. So I did a show, and I was me, and he says, "There, now that's what that's better." He says, "Now you sound like you," and he says, your show is actually better than mine." So that's what I want. I want you to be yourself. Don't just be me.
Better.
Don't be like me.
Yeah.
Be better than me. That's the point, right? So yeah.
Yeah, like I'm astonished by how the Lord has allowed me to come into contact with so many different people from all walks of life, you know, and that are listening in to this show, because here I am, somebody that didn't like public speaking, hated getting in front of people talking. I mean, years ago. No problem.
Yeah. I can't imagine that, but anyway, if you say so. If you say so, I believe you.
Oh, my goodness. But tell me, what are you celebrating? What have you recently, or anniversary that might be coming up?
Well, so for me, I mean, we just made 1 year back at WPKN, because I left WPKN for a couple of years and went to another station, and I came back in April of 2022. So that was 1 year with WPKN, 6 years in radio. So I appreciate that. I'm from in my secular work. I make 5 years with my company that I work for electrically in June. So that's my big.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's huge, because, you know, the day job gives me stability and gives me a platform from which I can try other things and experiment,
mm-hmm.
and not be afraid to fail, because if I fail, I still got the day job, right? But the day job is my dream job. I wanted to be a trainer again. I was a trainer 20 years ago, and I'm a trainer now. So I travel all over the country. I just got back from New Mexico Saturday, teaching out there in Albuquerque. So I love to train. And so I make 5 years doing that in June, which is very, very important to
Congratulations.
Me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Yes.
And I've been blessed. You know, we got some things. You know, I started out in radio, and then my next move, I started a company called JSOI Productions, and I wanted to do live music. And during, just as COVID came on, we were doing a lot of stuff in the city, and then I did some stuff in Bridgeport, Norwalk, in, you know, in early part of COVID. But lately, I got a phone call from the city of Norwalk a few months ago, and they asked me to help them put together a music series. So I helped them. Yeah, I helped them put it together. We got seven concerts. I booked three of them. They, you know, they had other people for the other four, but I booked three of them. And we're gonna kick it off with Juneteenth. We got a big Juneteenth celebration in Norwalk on the 17th. And I'm not gonna say who the bands are quite yet, because they're gonna announce that Tuesday, tomorrow. So I don't want to jump the gun. But I'm happy to be a part of that. And so that's really, for me, what I love live music. I love producing live musical programs, and that's really what I want to do. And use radio as a marketing tool to do live music.
Right.
That was always my vision, and that's now finally. You know, COVID interrupted it for 2 years, but we're doing it now. And, you know, my team and I are happy. We couldn't be happier. So it's good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really thank you for taking out the time to keep in your word, saying you're going to do something, you do it. I respect men like that. And women, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you have just a finesse. It's so easygoing when it concerns your radio show. And I guess because you've been doing it so long, it gives you that kind of, you know, easygoing manner, whereas it may not be easy for someone else. So what would you say to encourage someone, you know, a little boy, a little girl, such as like what you was, and somebody wanting to go into this field? What would you say as a starter for them?
What I would say to them is the line from the Will Smith movie, Happiness, where, you know, she tells the little son, you know, you got a dream, you got to pursue it. And don't let anybody, not even me, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it.
That's right. That's right. And I know that's the truth, because if I had to listen to anybody, I wouldn't have gotten nowhere. I would have been probably down and out, you know, in the, you know, somewhere in the project looking crazy. I mean, but I refuse to let anybody tear my dream from me. And that included family as well. So not the sacrifices I gave for Diamonds in the Rough. Ain't no way in the world you taking my child.
And the other thing I would say, one of my favorite movies is also Remember the Titans with Denzel Williams. He played Coach Herman Boone. You know, and you got to put in the work. I mean, that team became great because they put in the work, and they put in the work because he made them put in the work. And that's the other thing. Sometimes people get, you know, when it comes to radio, you know, I get people all the time, hey, Doc, I want to do a podcast. And you know, 90% of podcasts don't last past a month, right? And the 10% that last past a month don't last past 3 months. So first of all, shout out to you, because if you've been doing this for 13 years, that's incredible to me. Because a lot of people start
April 23rd, 2010,
and they don't finish. They don't finish. And so I always tell people, are you willing to commit to what's required to do?
Yes.
A podcast is every week or every month, whatever your cycle is.
I used to do it every week, but then I went through a lot of extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was homeless and living in my car, I was still doing my show.
Wow.
In the shelter, I was still doing my show.
That's incredible.
That was one thing that God would not let me let go of. I said, I know I can't do no events right now. Now I got this back condition. I can't do that no more. But with the help of God, I can do this show, and I don't need no help with that.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's amen.
Just a miracle for real.
So shout out to you. Congratulations. I mean, I've only been doing it 6 years. You've been doing it 13. That's amazing to me. Because it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
And that's why I try to make sure. I don't want to scare people from not doing it, but I really want them to understand. My show is Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. on WPKN. That means I got to get up at 5 in the morning every Sunday. Even if I was out partying Saturday night, I got to get up at 5 in the morning on a Sunday to come in the station and get ready for my show. You don't do that for something you don't love.
You
sure
don't.
Love it. You got to love it. You got to love to do it. And if you don't love it, don't start. Don't even bother starting if you don't love it.
For real. Because it ain't about the money, because to tell you the truth,
no,
it's not. I can count on two hands how many times that I have been offered a donation over 13 years. You got to love it, because if you don't, it is like the love for it keeps you going.
Exactly.
And once that stops, that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's it.
And everybody on my team knows. Everybody on my team knows. They know my line is, when this stops being fun, that's when I'm done.
Yep.
Still fun to me, so I'm doing it. But the day that it's no longer fun, that's the day I stop. So.
And you know what? That is so important, what you just said, because I don't know, you remember back in the day I was doing the spoken word too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing the spoken word so much that I started to resent the gift that God put in me. And I was angry because people would try to take advantage all the time. I can see you doing freebies for the first 3 years.
Right.
But
right,
all
yeah.
the time,
yeah.
and you never get paid, I had to put a yeah. stop to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so and then when I was in Family Room Records in Brooklyn and I was under their wing, I didn't see one ticket to take the train nowhere. So I became resentful, and it became a job. And anytime people saw me, like, oh, yeah. spoken word. No, I don't think so.
Right.
I'm not here for that.
Right.
Because, like you said, stops being fun. And once
yeah.
the love is gone,
yep.
that's it.
It's over. It's done. It's done. So I've had to change
yeah.
it up. I've had to change my approach. I've had to change my team members. I got a really great team right now. Shout out to Benny Farr, Nikki Nicole, and Pastor D. That's my team. And
okay.
they understand. They understand what we're doing, and everybody does their job. I don't have to chase after people for nothing. Everybody, you know, is what
oh,
they're supposed to do. And they
do
it. They do it.
Ooh.
And so you know, and they knew coming in, you know, the radio program doesn't generate any revenue, but other stuff we get generates revenue. And if I make money, you make money. And that's my, you know,
right.
they know. If I make money, you're going to make money.
Right.
That's a fair thing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have a good team. WPKN, I'm in the studio now. I'm recording this interview on their equipment. I'm going to do some stuff with it. I'm going to make some video clips of some of my responses to your questions. This is, you know, they have
yeah. Just don't put me in the video clips
unless they just be me because I
put up on my face.
It'll just be me because I'm the only one in here. You're not here. But,
okay. All right. Cool. Good. All right. You be yourself, Doc.
My point is that this is state of the art equipment, and I get to use it for free.
Yes.
That's
Absolutely.
Because of the relationship. You got to develop relationships with other people, other races, other background. It can't just be all, you know, you got to be open to do business with
yeah.
all kinds of people if you want to be successful. If you're not, you're not going to make it, period.
That's so. The truth. That's
yeah.
the truth.
Yeah. yeah.
But I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom coming on. It just was a very great show. I wanted to let you know that let me know when you're finished with the video so I could at least view it and pass it, share it, you know.
Yeah, there'll be like little clips. I do like little 60-second reels, so you'll start to see some of those later on this week, and I'll tag you in them.
Okay,
so,
that'll
yeah.
be great. That'll be
All
really
right.
good. Just
okay.
Long as you get the website name correct. So that people go and they can listen
so,
to it too.
So text that to me so I have it right. Text that. Yeah, my.
Okay,
or,
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Or,
thank
you yeah,
again,
sure
and
I'm
you
right.
have a blessed
yeah.
night.
All right,
okay?
Sherry. Thank you for the invite.
Okay.
I enjoyed
okay.
it. All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. There you have it. That was Anthony Delavan in the beginning and executive producer of WPKN, Tony Doc Hardy. And I appreciate both of the guys coming on and sharing their thoughts and their wisdom because there's so many professions. Why try to be like someone else when you can just be you? Like Doc said, be you. And so I'm being me. And right now, I don't think I'm going to read the names of people who have graced the show. Depends on how I feel after this musical break. I am going to play a little bit of Being With You by Marcus Cole.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. 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 I love being can let my guard down.
I can pour my heart out. I love being with you. In the solitude of quietness, and in my pursuit to find myself, I'm aware of just how blessed I am to commune with you. Now in my life there's a lot of time spent with you cliches and speaking eloquent, but in my heart is the true sentiment. So let me be true. Ooh. I love you. There is nothing else I'd rather do but I shouldn't have to pretend like I'm something I'm not. And I don't wanna floss like I got a lot, cause I don't. And there are things in my past that I'm glad you forgot. And that I tell you, thank you. Ooh. I think it was Andre that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would tell the world, but that still wouldn't be enough. So I'll just be content with an audience of one. Thank you for spending time with your son. Being here. There's nowhere I'd rather be than right. Let my guard down, yeah. I can put my heart out. Lord, I love being here with you. Look at here. Sometimes I feel like I don't wanna sing your song. No, I don't. Cause I am far from perfect. And I don't wanna lead anybody wrong. Ooh, but you above all people know my heart. And you know where I stand. Yes, you do. So I'm gonna stay right here till I become a better man. Ooh, being here with you. All I ever wanna do. You, I wanna be right here with you.
There you have it. That was Being With You by Marcus Cole. Such a beautiful, sweet song. Ooh, anyway, I do wanna say thank you so much for tuning in to the anniversary, 13 years of Talk To Me Radio. Which I started in April 23rd of 2010, same year I started my column, when I was working with the Bridgeport Examiner, but before then I was working with Chalk Creek City News, my cousin's paper. And Talk To Me just grew into something all on its own. And I'm grateful that it has. I just never envisioned me talking on the radio to anybody. But in any case, if you want to give your heart and your life to Christ, you can do so. This is just a basic scripture to read from. But you need to continue on and seek out more, which I am not your pastor. But if you do have a pastor or know someone that you might want to join their house or just check it out, please do so after you accept Christ. But Romans 10, 9 through 11 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. And this walk is not going to be peachy keen. It's not going to be a bed of roses. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. I can always call on my Heavenly Father, Abba Father, and I can talk to him when I feel like it. And I don't need nobody's permission to do that. So in any case, I want to thank you. I'm going to try to get through some of these names. But if I start choking, I got to stop. Just that simple. Okay, some who have graced this show. The original Cinderella, Miss Jones of New York, Melba Moore, C.C. Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladislaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, DJ Juan Kuhn, Michael Dunham, Benita Brooks, Ernest Brown, Tamar Caldwell, Al Thomas, Yo-Yo the legendary rapper, Donnell Jones, legendary R&B singer, and Special Ed, legendary rap artist. And you can get these recordings as well of this last year's summer groove, because the new one will be coming up. If you want to check them out and you haven't, they're listed on my show page. So it's shows.acast.com/talktome2. There should be a 2 after that. Talk to me 2. So in any case, I'm going to continue. Green violinist Tony Ray, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Spencer Camp. Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, Jonathan Du Bois Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Ken Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister, Charles. I knew I wasn't going to say it, but I did. Oh, my goodness. Sebastian Trivi, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, J. Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Farrell, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, I think I said that, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tizell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Liz Conduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jay Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams, Anand Nottingham of the Stylistics, Midnight, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, Marcia Stapp of New York, Arthur M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Carissa Dow, violinist in New York, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes of New York, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rashawn Dixon of WYBC, Prophet Ramad Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell in California, Pastor Arlene Henry, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Maris Goldstone, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Tyrone Dunmore, a.k.a. Terrible T, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, Big T, Lashay Nicole, Kia Swint, Satanya Ford, Damon Cook, Tamar, Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Najia McKenzie, Najia Treat, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Najia McKenzie, Kayla, Mr. Council, Mimi Ali, Frankie Brady, Elder Savon DeGaskew, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zach Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCarza, Darius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Marlon Randolph, Santi N. Robinson, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Johnny Lemon, Karina Ford, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, Cece Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, that is with the pre-recorded, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Deidrick Haddon. These are with Talk to Me Media that I've interviewed with either the paper or my column. Also, Nigel, Dr. Jell Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, Velasquez Singers of Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, Tony Doc Hardy, Anthony Bellavin, and many, many more that are not listed on any of these papers. I want to thank you, too, for making it 13 years with Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Radio, and Talk to Me Media. God bless you. Goodbye.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Love you.
And praise you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
Things you've not been through.
Sing them, Miranda.
Made me, gave me strength.
God dwelling.
In that secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standing sure. Standing sure.
Everybody.